Hello and welcome to another episode of Happy Health Chat. You are joined by me, Kezia Hall, and the wonderful Laura Agar-Wilson. And today we are going to be going through a whole host of wonderfully healthy and inspiring stuff that me and Laura have been learning. And also, Happy New Year. This is the first Happy Health Chat episode of 2016. So much love and light and good things sending over to you. And for those of you that don't know, I'm Kezia Hall from supernaturallyhealthy.co.uk, and Laura is from wholeheartedlyhealthy.com, and we're both holistic health coaches and food lovers and a whole host of other things as well. So Laura, what have you been doing and what are your updates for 2016?
Well, Happy New Year everyone again from me. It's really flown over this year so far. It's kind of been a really weird start to the year. I think for me personally, it's been excellent. We've just been talking, haven't we? I've been showing you some photographs. We've getting the keys for our new house, which has been kind of in the. We've been waiting for that to kind of get sorted out for a couple of months now. So we finally got the keys, and so now start the hard work of renovating it. And I was just saying, we've got like rewires to do and the whole shebang. But it's going to be an absolutely amazing house when it's all done. So we're very excited about that. And at the same time, so we got the keys for that, and the same week we sold our old flat and got a tenant in it. So we sold it to an investor. So it couldn't have worked out more perfectly. So we've actually got income coming in while we wait to sell it, and that's worked out really well. Obviously, it's kind of been weird because I think there's been lots of like sad things happening in the world and in general as well. So it's been a bit of a weird start to 2016. I did run the bootcamp challenge, so that was the very first week of January, and yeah, that was absolutely fantastic. And I know there's quite a lot of ladies who will be listening to this now who were part of that bootcamp, and it was so good. The Facebook group was so good, I decided to keep it open. So we kind of continued the party there, but that was absolutely brilliant. And I think everyone who did it has really said that it helped kind of start the new year off in a really positive way for them, and it really helped me as well, because I, you know, I did it alongside everyone, and it was, you know, it really just helped me kind of start things in a balanced way. And I think often what, certainly my kind of history with New Year's has been, you know, you kind of start and it's like, you know, you go really like all in, and it's like, I'm going to eat dead clean and no sugar and blah, 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 blah. But whereas this is just a really nice, it was like a realistic start to the year, and it was something that I felt that I could keep up with for like the rest of the year. And I think that's how everyone else felt about it. So that went really, really well, and that was wonderful. And I also kicked off another round of my Fabulous You course, which is brilliant. And yay, I've started working with a group of people on the Mindset Makeover course. I mean, that's still open for sale. That's kind of open for sale all the time. But we started working through it as a group in the Facebook group that's attached to that course as well. So that's been really, really interesting to see what people have been getting out of that. So busy on all fronts here, I think is easy to say. And I've had a poorly little man as well, a little toddler. Aww. He wasn't too well at all last week. He was not a happy bunny. But he's, you know, as kids do, he's bounced back and he's fine now. But yeah, poor little thing, just wanted to kind of sleep all day and lounge about and stuff, which is quite nice because you get those extra cuddles, but it's not very nice when they're not themselves.
Yeah, no, that's
poor
not.
Poor little thing. But like I say, he's bounced back, so yes. Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, that's
the best way to say it, but it's all good stuff. All good stuff. And how about you, Kezia? What have you been up to?
Well, I was just trying to think that when you were talking, I was like, what on earth have I been doing with myself? But yeah, no, it's been good start to the new year so far. Me and my husband's big news is we're planning some travel this year. So that has been super exciting. I couldn't actually sleep well the other night because we are we've not 100% decided, but I think we're basically going to Thailand and traveling around Asia, and then to Australia, and then probably to stopping off via Dubai. So we're actually going to be away for about 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And so that has been super fun. And then I discovered that you can do a road trip from Sydney to Melbourne instead of flying. So we have family in Melbourne. But we thought, oh, let's fly to Sydney and we'll just fly in between. And then someone was like, no, just hire a camper van and do this coastal drive. So if there's any listeners that have done that drive, then please let me know and let me know where to stop off. So that's been super exciting and also actually kind of scary, but you know, in a good way. You're just a bit like, holy crap. Like, you know, for my husband, he's taking time off of work. I will probably still be doing business stuff, but I need to just figure out how I can do that abroad, like how that works abroad and getting stuff in place and getting stuff organized. But on the whole, super exciting to do, which will be really, really fun. So that's been going on. And then, yeah, just kicking off the year, trying to get my ass into gear, really, when it comes to supernaturally healthy stuff. So we launched, I launched the Green Smoothie Challenge at the start of the year. So that's been really fun, getting like updates from challengees, and also their kids also seem to always enjoy the Green Smoothie Challenge, which is fun. I've like these little kids like downing their smoothies. So that's been really fun. And reopening Flourish again, just like another enrollment period. So that closes soon. And then, but also kind of like you say, just sort of figuring out, I suppose me and you have talked about it, haven't we, Laura, just like our goals for the year, what we're wanting to do, and how things, shifting things in terms of business, but also like life. So I'm excited actually for what's kind of going to come ahead this year. There's lots of exciting things, lots of scary things, but I
started the year off really feeling like it was going to be a really, really good year. Like it feels like it's going to be a good year. And I know I felt like big, like I said, there's been like some kind of sad things happening in the world, but I think, other than that, it's just feels like there's been a big energy shift and, like everything feels a bit different for me, a bit more flowy, which is always good. So
I felt like that a lot of, I was thinking of like my words for this year, and I kind of have about three or four, but one of them was definitely just like acceleration, like a year, like in a good sense of like, woo, you know, like we have a bit of a rubbish car currently, but my mum has a brand new Mini Cooper that it's been her dream car to have all her life. And it's one of these zooped up ones that she can put into racing mode if she wants. She's a total boy racer. Anyway, so she's like, I'll take you out in it. And I was like, oh my goodness. I think like she just like sped up on a country road and I was like, Mom. But it's that sort of like fun exhilaration. So I'm excited for what that looks like. But I think you're right. I think the energy has shifted and there's just something. Yeah. There's something exciting about this year. That's really good. I was doing a workshop on Saturday all about kind of more around like life coaching stuff about, people's dreams for the years and how, and just all that, what do people really want? How do you get there? How do you trust, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And that was super, super fun. So, yeah, so those are some updates. I think other than that, there's not a lot. Oh, I'm doing some DIY, hopefully getting a kitchen redone this year. That's very exciting.
That's very exciting for people like us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I know, I'm just like on Pinterest, like, oh, my goodness.
Pinterest is just getting hammered by me at the moment. I was just showing you, wasn't it? I've set up a Tumblr. I'll have to put some links to it just to follow, because interior design is one of my big passions after kind of like healthy living. So I've set up a little Tumblr so I can share kind of all my before and after photographs of the house.
Before, after, and middle.
Yeah, before, after, and in the disaster zone, the building site that is our home at the moment. So it's really exciting. I just can't wait to get it all sorted.
It is exciting. And another exciting thing that we're both excited about is our retreat.
Yes. So we've had, there's been a few little changes to the retreat, which I think is for the better. Well, we both think it's for the better. First of all, we've changed the date. So instead of the retreat being in April, it's now going to be in September. That's just basically because the date that we were looking at was over the Easter holidays, which wasn't going to work out great. And then we kind of looked at other dates, and obviously Kezia's just mentioned there that she's got a big time that she'd be travelling. So we decided actually September was going to be a better date for us and for the people who had already signed up. So September's going to be fantastic for that. And then we've also changed the venue.
Yep.
And how awesome does the venue look? It's actually a lot better. So it's a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the venue is just outside of Penrith in Cumbria. Yeah. And it's got like a hot tub, like it's like a shelter, it's like got like a shelter over the top of it, hasn't it, this hot tub. And then there's an actual dome. it's like a mini Eden project. It's like that kind of dome thing, isn't it?
Yeah That's the best way to describe it. It's quite unusual, but like an outdoor space, but if it, you know, if the weather's not great, then Yeah, it's kind of like a big dome, Eden, a mini Eden thing with tables, but they have run yoga retreats there before, so we'll probably do some yoga classes in there and kind of be outside but inside, which is quite nice in if you're in a retreat in Britain.
Well, this is it, and I mean, September, you can often get some really nice weather in this country in September, so then you look, we'll actually catch some better weather than what we would have in April, and we'll get a bit of an Indian summer, and we'll be able to do some stuff outside even, and it'll be beautiful.
It's gonna be fun. There's a sauna there, and it's just a whole cluster of little cottages, so it looks really, really beautiful, and the lady who owns it is really lovely, so I was really excited to run it all. So it's gonna be, I'm really excited about it, actually. I think there's just something, like, I was just doing a workshop on, I did two workshops actually at the weekend, and there's just something really powerful about things being alive and in the moment, and a gathering, a group of people with kind of one joint aim and vision of, you know, for this retreat weekend, it's going to be about self-care, about kind of really breakthrough actually in how much you love yourself. I know that might sound a strange thing to go on a retreat for. And yet, obviously it's about food and health and exercise, you know, all of those good things. But really, if you don't have that value for who you are, those other things are never going to stick. Yeah. And so I think I'm really excited for just the amazing kind of just changes and transformations people are going to see as we all just gather together, all have fun, all treat ourselves, all learn about our bodies, all learn about good food, learn about good exercise, or make friends, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. And it's
going to be absolutely brilliant. It really, really is. It's going to be wonderful. And Kezia and I will actually be meeting face to face rather than just on Skype for the first time next week. So that's exciting, everyone.
I know. We'll have to post lots of pictures.
We'll be like, I'm half expecting to meet you, and you think you'd be like really tall or something.
I didn't tell you I'm 6 foot six.
It's one of those things you just don't know what it's, I'll be like, oh.
No, but it's true. I met someone who I was friends with them online, and I met them in real life a while ago, and I was like, kind of looked the same, but was much smaller and much more petite.
Most of the people who I think I've met who I've known online tend to be like a little bit more, like more petite than that, or like short, like slightly short in a lovely way, of course, than you expect.
I'm not petite though, Laura. No, definitely not.
How tall are you anyway?
I'm 5'8".
Oh God, yeah, you're tall. You're tall compared to me. I'll be like, oh. I'm 5'5", so I'll be the dinky jotty.
It'll be fun. But so we'll be getting together to plan that out, and then we're going to meet with hopefully the yoga teacher that's going to come with us as well, and stretches and do lots of loving, wonderful things for our bodies, which will be good. I've been getting into yoga actually a lot more recently. I feel like this is a year for yoga for me.
I want to have a dedicated yoga space in the new house.
Nice.
So that's something I'm really into at the moment. It's all about creating your space to facilitate the life that you want to lead.
So good.
Obviously, we're in that place at the moment where we've got that kind of luxury to be able to do that, I think. So, and I know a lot of the stuff that we're doing is a little bit unconventional. Like, I mean, I'm saying unconventional. It's probably not that unconventional nowadays, but things like, instead of having a table in our dining room, we're going to have like an office space. And things and instead of having a bed for Finley, we're just going to have a mattress on the floor because we still co-sleep and we still, do you know what I mean? So like little things like that, they're a bit different, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's, when it's your house, you set the rules.
This is it exactly. You can kind of, and I think that's the thing. I think it's thinking a bit outside the box and thinking about what's going to work for your lifestyle and not being too caught up about how things should be.
It's true. So that is, for more information on the retreat, me and Laura are going to be doing some more workshops online. They're going to be coming up soon. So, make sure, I think on probably both of our websites, there's a link to the retreat that you could, that we'll put registration for that up, when they're going live, and we'll probably mention it on here. So we will be doing workshops about that. But today we thought, we would just talk about some of our most inspirational books and speakers and kind of the people that have had, or the works that have had a real big impact on our own journeys and our own walks currently and in times past. Because we were chatting, it started off just before the call, I was chatting about, I was telling Laura how I'd been binging on YouTube. Because I've just been realizing more and more, I do like to read, but I'm very much more of a visual audio listener, learner. Sorry, yes. That's probably my best way of absorbing things sometimes, especially at the moment. And so of Brené Brown, which I don't know, listeners you might have heard of her. She had a TED talk that went viral probably about 4 years ago, all about the power of vulnerability, and she's actually written 4 books about that, and just talks a lot about vulnerability and courage and living bravely and, you know, all of those different things. So I have just, and she's friends with Oprah, so they have quite a lot of interviews together. So like the two of them together, I'm like, oh my goodness, my dream is to meet and have a conversation with both of you guys and just be like, give me all your wisdom. So, and I've not actually read her books. So I'm getting them, delivered, her little set of books about reading that, but that is as of recently, that just not even reading it, but the just listening to how do we live like bravely and courageously, and what I suppose what we mean by that is the life that we want to live.
Yeah.
Like you were just talking about how, you know, I want to create spaces that facilitate the life I want to live. How, you know, it's that facilitation in our homes, in our mindset, in our beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. Like, how do we do that so that actually the things that are the deep things in us that we want to bring into the world, how do we do that? Because it actually takes, because I found the whole starting supernaturally healthy, starting a business a lot more, requiring a lot more courage than I ever thought it would.
Yeah.
And that being a continual process, because it's I don't know if you find this, Laura, but I feel like it is a continuous process of willing to be vulnerable.
Yes,
you run a business, I think, especially a business that's quite a personal brand like ours are, and it feels like a continuous, like, oh, I'm just showing you this, and it feels like I'm standing in my pants. And
yeah, it's definitely, I think, I think starting any business is scary, and I think one of the reasons why this kind of business that we've got is extra scary is because it is us, and it is about, you know, if it succeeds or fails, it is us. And it's beyond just a business. It's not like, you know, someone who has a business selling spanners. I don't know why I thought, but you know, I mean, it's so much more personal and intimate than that. And I think that in itself is quite scary, let alone the side of things that, you know, obviously there's an aspect of financial risk and things when it comes to running your business. It's different to having a job. But I know, for me, it's just, oh God, it's so worth it. I could never be employed again. I kind of joke to people that I'm now, like, I'm unemployable.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Just because I just don't think I could. Like, no, I just could never ever be and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's all about what works for you, because, you know, I've got members of my family who have worked in the same job for like 20 years and are perfectly happy, you know, with that job, and then, you know, doing, you know, traveling and doing great things outside work or whatever. At the same time, I've got family members who utterly despise the job, and that really makes me sad, because I think, I honestly think that life's too short. So I think it's about, there is something there about having the courage to chase after what makes you happy.
Yeah. No, I think that's
really, and not feeling guilty for that either.
Yeah. And that looks different, because you're right. Me and my other half, Joe, he actually has a kind of normal-ish job. And he's the kind of guy that would probably quite happily be there for the next 10 years, 15 years. But he enjoys it. He actually really loves his work. He finds it really interesting and whatever, but I'm the same. I work currently a day a week still for like a charity in town, and which I still really enjoy, but I could never work full-time for someone again. But that's something I think I just only realized last year, and then being like, okay, that's okay, let's figure that out, make that work, get creative, and all of that sort of stuff. But but yeah, Laura, what about you? What are some of the books or people that have currently or even historically kind of stirred a big change?
I think there's been a couple. I mean, like I said, I suppose we're kind of exceeding just the health realm here and talking a bit about life in general, which I think is fine, because it does obviously link back. I think there's been a few people. I think the first person who really kind of inspired me was Chris Carr, I'm sure a lot of you will have heard of her from the Crazy Sexy kind of range of books and stuff. And at the time, I found her story really compelling about how she'd been diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, she kind of kept that in remission through her diet. And at the time, it was very much about her diet and about veganism. And I think that's kind of where I got, where I wanted to, you know, where I was inspired to try veganism myself. And I think, although obviously I turned away from that kind of path, I think it's still, and what Chris actually puts herself out as now is more about her kind of, her as a motivational speaker and her as someone who is, you know, supporting other people to go out and live the life that the dream of, that kind of thing. So I think that's quite interesting that she's kind of changed her brand a little bit into that direction as well. I've always found her very inspirational, the way that she kind of, you know, the way that she lives her life and things as well. So she was going way back to when I first kind of started getting into this stuff. She was definitely someone I found very inspirational.
Yeah, no, I follow quite a lot of her stuff. And she does a lot of stuff with, she's friends with Marie Forleo as well, yes, that does a lot of like free resources. That's kind of more from the business side of
things. This is where I have to remind myself who's actually, because I'm going to this really great event in London.
Oh, is that the blog thing?
That's two things. I'm speaking at Blognix, which is a blogger's event. Which is down in Northamptonshire, I think she says. That's kind of it's like a blog retreat. So I'm going to be a speaker at that, which I'm really excited about. Elizabeth, who is running it, is absolutely fantastic. And that's going to be a really, really great event. So if anyone's listening who's a blogger and are into that kind of thing, it's going to be fab. And then in March, I've got tickets to go to Hay House Ignite, which Chris Carr will be... In fact, there's quite a few people who are going to be speaking at that event who have been a big influence on me. So you've got Chris Carr, you've got Rebecca Campbell, who released a book last year called Light is the New Black.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yeah, which is a really, really great book. And that definitely kind of had a big impact on me when I read that. And then Gal Darlin, who's a blogger kind of turned author, and she and her kind of brand is all about self-love and radical self-love, and I've always loved what Gala's done. So there's three people there who I'm really excited about seeing speak. So it's going to be a fantastic event, and as it turns out, there's like loads of other people out who I know who are going, so it's going to be a really, really great day out. But yeah, those people that, I mean, definitely, like say Rebecca Campbell, her book is Light is the New Black. So if you're into kind of that kind of angle on spirituality, and I think it can, whether you follow a more organized religious path, so whether it's Christianity or something else, I think that book can still fit into that, because it's very kind of universal, I think, in its approach. But it's really interesting. It talks about her kind of path, and it's there's a lot of like little takeaways that you can pull out that just kind of, it's just like, yeah, you need to hear that kind of stuff. You know you can't please everyone, and not everyone, you know, you've got your people, mm-hmm. and that's fine. You can't please everyone. You can't, you know, and just little messages like that I think sometimes we all need to hear. So that's a really good book. And then, like I said, Gala Darlin, just check out her website, because she's got some really interesting stuff on her website as well. And she's released a book called Radical Self-Love. But for self-love kind of stuff, she's a really interesting person to follow on social media as well.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think you introduced me to her blog. I think it was even just last week that I was having a nosy at it.
Yes, because I sent you, because she released like a little ebook almanac thing, didn't she? Yes. That's what I was showing you, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Oh, no, that sounds good. It's so funny. Like, I keep on hearing messages, probably in the last couple of months, of lots of different people talking about self-love, but also this idea that you can't please everyone, that mm-hmm. you're always going to let somebody down, mm-hmm. but that's not you, that's their, you know, they choose that.
The biggest thing that I think has ever stuck with us, and I can't remember exactly where it came from, but it's like, if someone is negative towards you or says something horrible to you, it's actually got nothing to do with you at all, it's all of their stuff.
Yeah.
It's all of it, and I think that's such an important thing to remember, is that, you know, all of the stuff that they're putting out there, it's actually got nothing to do with you. It's a reflection of their own stuff. And that's really important for you to recognise as well, because for me, if I ever find myself, if my back gets up about something, or if I feel a bit, like, negative about something, or I feel a bit jealous about something, which I completely admit sometimes happens, it's like, actually, it's got nothing to do with that person whatsoever. It's more the response that's coming up in me. And I think when you get to that point where you can actually... look at that in yourself. That's really, really empowering, I think, to be able to do that. It's a bit scary because it's about you taking responsibility as well for how you're feeling and not blaming other people for making you feel that way, because ultimately you've got that control over, you're in charge of how you feel. So
you're in charge of you. That's it. That's where that begins and ends. And no, that's true. And I'm just thinking, actually, another book that popped into my head on the whole, I suppose, sort of talking about self-development and before maybe we jump into like dietary based stuff is, I remember, I think it was years ago, and it was actually when I was working for a charity doing a lot of, I used to do a lot of kind of support workery stuff and our professional development in that was going through Strength Finders, which was a test, and I have the book here. I think it's called, anyway, if you Google Strength Finders, and it's kind of, you know, it's like one of those other personal development tests, like Myers-Briggs or DISC, or there's a whole bunch of great stuff out there, and I'm a bit of a sucker for all that stuff, to be fair, but this was one of the first ones I've ever done. I used to be quite cynical about them, and it was basically, the premise is, know what your strengths are so you can work on your strengths and actually forget about really focusing on working on your weaknesses, because it takes more energy, you're not naturally going to succeed at working on your weaknesses. Actually base your day-to-day activities on what your main strengths are, and actually I kind of retrace where I am now back to doing that, back to my sort of line manager at the time, kind of basically coaching me through that in terms of the context of my you know, that role at the time. But even now, that was when it was like, oh, you would work really well in consulting or coaching kind of environments. These are your strengths. And just understand, I think it's, I think growing up at schools and different environments, I wasn't taught to be a student of myself.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the older I've
got, a massive thing. Yeah. Totally.
And I've just realized I used to think it was selfish, self-indulgent, not needed, not necessary, but I've realized I can serve more powerfully and with greater capacity when I am, when I know myself well, and I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at, when I know when I need help, when I know I can carry it, and actually, and that, I think, and that was one of the first books where I kind of got over my own cynicism and got over myself and was like, okay, well, I have to do this for work. Okay, what are my strengths? And actually, I was like, oh, my goodness. Because you think your strengths, you just assume everyone has them.
Yes.
So you don't think they're unique. You just are like, well, everyone's good at that. And you're like, no, they're not. And it's helped with my relationships and my relationship with he wasn't my husband at the time, but at the time, my now husband, you know, we would just clash heads about things because we'd be different. And then we both understood each other's strengths. Like I understood his strengths, which surprise, surprise, were the polar opposite ones to mine.
Yeah. We've definitely got that kind of relationship in there as well. Kind of, definitely different ways of doing stuff, but that kind of usually works quite well. But yeah, I mean, that means that, that kind of sounds familiar to someone else who I found very inspiring recently over the last kind of couple of years is Denise Duffield Thomas, who's a money mindset mentor, and she talks about working in your zone of genius.
Yeah, so good. I love her stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, she's just, yeah, she's just awesome. Absolutely, I just love her. She's brilliant. She's got a really great energy about her. It's kind of, she goes beyond just kind of talking about money. She's a lot about manifesting and a lot of stuff around kind of like stepping into your power as a woman. In like, especially when it comes to money.
Yeah.
So I would definitely, her book, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch, is a good place to start.
I read that. I actually only finished it. I started it the start of last year and I actually only finished it at the end of last year, just before Christmas. Because I kind of kept on reading it and then just savouring little bits, because it was quite deep for me. I've had working through money, my beliefs around money has been quite a big, and still is quite a big thing, actually. And so I kind of would keep on reading bits and be like, okay, thanks, Denise. And then go away and be like, okay, what?
I signed up for her Lucky Bitch Money Mindset Bootcamp thing. So her like signature program. And it's, I mean, she charges like $1,500, I think, for it now. So I bought it when it was a lot cheaper before she upgraded it, and it's a really, really interesting course. I mean, I took a lot of takeaways from that for the mindset stuff, for the mindset makeover, because essentially a lot of our relationship with food is very similar to our relationship with money. It's very, very interesting when you start looking at, I've got a blog post planned on this, but it's very, very interesting when you start looking at behaviours that are similar between food and money. But yeah, she's definitely been a big kind of impact on me from that point of view. I listened to a lot of her stuff. When I had Finley, so I would go on walks and I would listen to her audio books and stuff like that on my iPod while I was walking around, while I was like walking Finley around. So yes, definitely a great one there. Yeah. Who else for you then?
Well, I'm just thinking I might jump into some of the, I'm just wondering if there's any other, yeah, probably, oh, I read a Tony, we're talking about money, I read a Tony Robbins book about money.
Mm-hmm.
Again, last year I was like, right, Kezia, I'm making it about deliberate, I realised my approach towards money wasn't always one of abundance. Mm-hmm. So I was focusing on developing that and working on that a bit last year. So I read a Tony Robbins book, which is called, I think it's called Money Master the Game, or some relatively cheesy title. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a thick book actually, but a lot of it is more American based in terms of, he goes through quite a lot of detail of the practicalities around savings, interest, stocks, all that sort of stuff, which again doesn't necessarily apply to the UK system, but the stuff around that was super, it just like warped my brain a bit. Mm-hmm. I think of being like, oh, and not just about money, just about abundance and life and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So that would be a little another throw in one that I did. And I also read a book called The Prosperous Soul by a guy called Steve DeSilva. That's, again, it's kind of about money, but it's also not about money. It's about your whole life, your spirituality, your, how you manage money, what you believe, your health, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that would kind of, I suppose, all be money and personal development. And then I'm just thinking about nutrition books that have really sort of started my, and I think actually probably one of the main ones that really has had the most influence has been one, the Gut and Psychology Syndrome Diet book, when by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, I think that's the right way around, who is actually a Russian doctor who's based currently, as far as I'm aware, in Cambridge now, and worked a lot as a consultant, and then did a lot of research into nutrition anyway, and kind of just built on a lot of the specific carbohydrate diet and the ketosis diet, and looking at that and just kind of furthered the research really into that. And that's just more, I think that's just probably more personally, just from, I followed that for about a year and a half quite strictly, and it's a strict healing protocol. It's not like I'll just go and do it, you know. It's a
full-on thing, isn't it?
It's a full-on thing. You've got to have the right mindset to approach to it, you know. You've got to, it's not something I recommend people, oh, just jump into it. No, you've got to be up for it. And, but it really, it was just, I found it a very empowering process.
Mm-hmm.
I think, realizing my body did want to heal, realizing that that I could do it, it is strict, but actually I could do it.
Yeah.
And actually the results that it gave me in terms of healing my body was, and realizing that, as well as also just the education around, oh, real food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the impact that has, and all of that sort of stuff. So I think that's probably, I think I read that probably like 4 years ago or something. So that's been helpful.
I think books for like more nutrition stuff for me, I've always liked Mark Sisson's.
Oh, yes.
His approach. And actually, although, yeah, he is kind of quite paleo, he's, when you read his stuff, he's not like militant about it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? And I just like his personality. I just think, I really like his stuff. And, Chris.
Cresser?
Yes, Chris Cresser.
Yeah.
Really like, for like science based.
Yeah.
Nutrition stuff. I really like his stuff.
A lot into detail. You can read some of his things and you're like, oh my goodness, wow.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's a place to look if you've got like a real specific kind of thing. Like I looked at his stuff like when I was suffering from UTIs, I just searched his stuff and I got some really good practical answers. It's something I'm gonna write a blog post about actually. But just, do you know what I mean? So I just really, really like his stuff. Stefani, can't remember her surname.
Oh,
she runs a site called Paleo for Women.
Yeah, I know who you are, Stefani, and she does a lot of stuff around PCOS.
Yes, she does. I'm just going to find her surname.
Yeah, I can't remember her surname. I was listening to a podcast with her actually over Christmas. She's great. It's really good with paleo for
Stefani Rupert, I think.
Rupert, yeah, that makes sense.
She's lovely. She's really you know, she's like, she knows loads about like PCOS stuff, and I got a lot of really useful information about when I was suffering from hormonal issues when I had HA. So she was great for that. And again, she's very much, you know, around having a realistic view of what a female body should look like, and that it is not necessarily like very, very, very slim or
yes,
like very ripped or muscly. Do you know what I mean? It's just like,
yes.
I just really, really like her.
No,
approach. You know, she's really good on the nutrition side of it. And then I think nutrition book as well. One of the ones that I really enjoyed reading, which, and again, like on the real food side of it, is Nourishing Traditions.
Ah, oh, yes, I love that book.
Which is like it's like a seminal kind of book, isn't it? It's really,
yeah, it's like a real food Bible.
Yeah, a real food Bible is the best way to describe it, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Like I say, if you're really into, you know, if you're really into nutrition, you want to learn a bit more about that kind of style of nutrition, which is kind of like real foods, paleo angled, I would say. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Because it's a lot about. It's a really good baseline, actually. A couple of people in my Flourish course and community bought it, got it at Christmas, because I recommended it as a good kind of stocking filler. Mm-hmm. And, because it goes through fats, your grains, your carbohydrates, your proteins, sugars. And
it's got a lot about preparation as well, hasn't it? How to prepare things, making them broths and stuff,
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, no, that's actually a really good one to have as well. And actually, just over Christmas, I got Eat the Yolks by
Liz. Yeah, I've just joined her parenting Facebook group that she's opened.
Oh, fab. Oh, yes, because she's working on her, what's it called?
Baby Beyond.
Yeah.
I've just joined her Facebook group for that, and that's really interesting. But I actually love Liz. I really, and Diane Sanfilippo as well.
They've got a really great. Nice... balanced, like they are on the paleo sphere, but they're not that militant about it, which I mean some people find labels helpful, and I'm just a bit like it is just about finding what works for your body, and sometimes it's the easiest way to describe it. But her book, because she's not like a massive recipe person, she wouldn't describe herself as a good cook, so her book actually really just goes through, okay, is eating meat actually bad for the environment? Is it actually bad for your body? Is it, you know, all of these things that often where has it come from? What about fat? What about protein? Like, where has all this stuff come from? And what does the research say? She's quite good at looking at really what research is we should take, we should allow it to influence us. So that I've got it on my desk here. I've not actually finished it.
I think it's people like her, Diane, and Chris who I tend to turn to, because at the end of the day, I'm not, my expertise and coaching is around weight loss and mindset, and a little bit I would say around hormones, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to sit and read research papers and pull stuff out. So I trust those other people.
Yeah,
who do read the research papers and who know that stuff. So I think in terms of getting that information, they're really, really good for that kind of stuff. Trying to think of anyone else before we start wrapping. I think someone who I've really loved myself on like the personal development side of stuff is Danielle Laporte. Laporte? I think that's how you say. I absolutely love her. I've got a total girl crush on her. I just think she's fab.
She is.
She's got her book, The Desire Map, which is really interesting. So that's something I've been really trying to connect with a little bit more for like what I'm, you know, thinking about what I want to achieve this year, and thinking more about, you know, am I feeling my core desired feelings or not, and really focusing more on those things and the kind of concrete goals. As well as concrete goals, I suppose, is a good way to think of it. So she's really interesting to look up as well. And one last book I have to say that's a bit of a cult at the moment is the magical, I think it's the Life Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo.
Oh, I like the sound of that book. I think you've talked about that before.
Yeah, actually. I've got a Pinterest. If anyone follows me on Pinterest, or if they just head to my Pinterest page, which is just pinterest.com/Laura Agar Wilson, you'll find a KonMari slash decluttering board. Basically, her the book, actually, funny enough, I thought I had it up there. I'm just looking on the computer. Her book is about, she's got a method basically for decluttering, and her method is all about only keeping the stuff that sparks joy. So she actually gives you a method of discarding. So it's basically a method for decluttering. So you have to go through it in this. I mean, I haven't done it exactly as she's got it, but you have to go through it in the kind of way that she describes. And it's just about kind of getting rid of all the crap that we all have. And I mean, like, I had so much crap. And that kind of led to me going down the capsule wardrobe route. And it just really changes the relationship that you've got with possessions and with money and spending to some degree as well, because it's about, you know, if you're just getting the things that spark joy, if you only buy, you know, you become a much more, you know, discerning consumer, basically.
Yeah.
It really, really changes how you view that. You know, she's got certain ways of folding clothes, and, you know, it's a really interesting book, so I really would encourage. I mean, she is a bit mental, like.
Yeah.
I think I said that when she's a bit cray cray, bless her. But it's quite entertaining, and some parts of it are quite entertaining to read, because she is a bit of a character. But yeah, it's definitely a good one. I mean, even if you just look up some of the stuff on online about it, even just if you just Google it, you'll get the gist of it and be able to take it from there. But it's very interesting stuff.
I'm going to get that. I've been learning more about the physical decluttering as I've been.
I mean, decluttering is something that I do. I included that as a task in the boot camp that I did in January. It's a big task in the Fabulous You course, because obviously the Fabulous You course is about feeling more fabulous. And for me, and I know for people who do it, decluttering makes you feel great.
Yeah.
It's such an empowering feeling, getting rid of all the crap. So it's, I think on another level, it really just connects you, like I say, connects you with your belongings. You know, if you think about it from the point of view of, you know, doing that to your kitchen and the food that you have, and that's another massive thing to, you know, can kind of really help there. So yeah, it's a very interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. That's good. I'm going to jump on that train.
Definitely. Oh yeah, definitely do. It's fabulous.
Because it makes a difference. Oh, well, that is a good. So, well, if any of our listeners, if you're wondering what to read this year or how to begin, well, that is a whole host. Whether it's self-development, whether you want to change your mindset around money or nutrition, heal your body, sort out your house, feel more fabulous. That is a good all-rounder.
Certainly is. And I think I could probably do another one of these in a few months' time, because I'm hoping to try and read a few more books. But
yeah,
she says she's got a house to completely like gut and refurbish.
Well, just as we're talking about it, I'm like, oh yeah, there's that book and that book. And
yeah, this is it. There's kind of a lot of stuff, isn't there? It's you know.
I was reading a book recently all about epigenetics, which was really interesting.
That was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, really interesting, and how that affects like beauty, like the actual symmetry around beauty depending on which genes get switched, you know, all of that.
That's really fascinating.
It is
how you can switch on and off genes and stuff. I find that really interesting.
Really interesting. And you're like, what? And it's
like nutrition geekism, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. And actually she goes quite into a lot of detail about like studies, basically celebrities, beautiful people's faces just in a really interesting, and the conclusion is, you know, real food, natural diet, kind of nourishing traditions, fat, proteins, vegetables, traditional stuff.
Yeah.
And then how that impacts your body, all of that sort of stuff. And then, but also I love also, I mean, this is, we're all kind of all more on the, a lot of more on the paleo real food sphere, but also like, vegan books as well is always a good, there's always great stuff in there about, anyway, we could talk for a long time, but that is, I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions that you would like us to answer, or any areas that you think would be really interesting for us to chat about, then just let us know, either at our Facebook pages, you'll just find Wholeheartedly Healthy, it's Facebook for Laura, or Supernaturally Healthy for me, or we're both on Twitter and just find us on our websites and you'll see us there. If you want to leave a review for iTunes, then that would be great. Just, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. One day we might get the intro, like a posh little intro or something.
Yeah, we will. Let's make
2016.
get like, hello, welcome to yes. Health Chat. American voice, that would be fun.
Yeah, any of you listening, if you've got like a really good, like a really lovely, sexy kind of voice.
Yeah, like a classic FM, chilled, sexy sort of, not too chilled. Yeah, that would be good, actually.
Yeah, obviously you've got a nice voice, Kezia. I've got the kind of slight Geordie twang, haven't I?
Yeah, you have, but
I've got a Cheryl Cole thing going on.
Yeah. Well, I just have this mongrel accent, this kind of posh mongrel accent.
Posh mongrel.
I was working in a coffee shop. I once got asked if I went to finishing school. This is in Glasgow, so I think maybe in Glasgow I sound quite posh. And, cause everyone's like proper Ouija's or Glaswegians. Yeah. And so I was just like, no, I grew up actually in Newcastle. So if anyone's got a good voice, let us know. And, keep your eyes peeled for more workshops coming on the retreat. We're going to be doing a bunch. It'll be in the start of February that we do that. And then, also opening for the retreat that's happening in September is going to be happening, where you can spend a whole weekend with us in saunas and eating food and doing yoga and in hot tubs, which is going to be awesome.
How can you resist that?
I know, I'm like, I'm super excited already. It's going to be great.
But yes, it's been absolutely lovely to chat to you again today. Take care and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.